A planned development on the Water Street property in Ypsilanti has turned into a bit of a community controversy. This is Lisa Berry, and joining me now on 89.1 WEMU is a local reporter who's been covering the situation for the Metro Times, Tom Perkins. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Last night there was a city council hearing to dig a little deeper into some recent developments, but why don't we start at the beginning and set up the situation for any listeners who may have not been following.
There's a Chinese-American developer named Amy Zhu Foster out of Troy, and she's proposing a $300 million development called International Village that would be a largely Chinese-funded, and it would largely house Chinese students, although there would be students from other Eastern countries and maybe others in there as well. As part of that proposal back in May, Amy Zhu Foster offered to take several city officials to China for a trip that was kind of billed as like a cultural exchange and an opportunity for them to see the architecture that's inspiring this project back in Ypsilanti and perhaps meet with some of the investors to sell them on Ypsi. At the time, City Attorney John Barr said that it would be, quote, illegal and unethical for the developers to pay for the trip. So that was kind of the last that anybody in the public or city officials heard of it until September 11th, when Beth Arnott, the city's economic development director, sent out an email to council saying that the Chinese Students and Scholars Association at Wayne State University said that they were going to pay for the trip. And there really wasn't a lot of information about it. And I think, you know, officials were a little bit suspicious, but they didn't really dig into it.
Now, what officials? City government officials or community?
City council members.
They were suspicious from the get-go about who would be paying for this trip to China?
Right, because, and it's really what led me to look into it, the Chinese Students and Scholars Association at Wayne State University, how does a student group have $16,000 sitting around to fly some Ypsilanti officials out to China to sell a $300 million project? Like, that's not the type of high-stakes thing that student groups are typically involved in, and that's not the kind of money that they usually have laying around. They typically get their money from, you know, car washes or bake sales or things like that. So I contacted Wayne State about it. The dean of students and the press officer at Wayne State said that they looked into the student group's bank accounts and found that they never had enough money to pay for this kind of a trip. So that really raised questions about who paid for it. And then the student group issued a statement saying that it didn't pay for the trip, that the developer paid for the trip.
So, and that would be illegal or unethical, as stated by the city attorney.
Right, exactly. So I brought that to the city attorney and city manager's attention. That's when they called and talked to Beth Arnott, who was in China at the time. This was at the beginning of their China trip. And Beth Arnott revealed that the money had actually come from the Chinese consulate through the developer. Although now she's saying that the money didn't go through the developer, she doesn't know. So that's where we were at before last night.
And did anything get accomplished last night? Was there any new information revealed?
Yeah, I think there were a couple key points that were made. One of the big questions that's out there is who actually paid for the trip. City officials are saying that they were led to believe by the developer that the Chinese consulate in Chicago paid for the trip. The Chinese consulate in Chicago issued a statement to me last week that said that they didn't have any involvement in this project at all, that they didn't provide the money, that they don't provide grants, that they don't know what anybody in the city of Ypsilanti is talking about. So there's questions about who actually funded the trip. And I think city council members were hoping to get that answer last night. They didn't. But what they did sort of find out, or what was revealed, is that multiple city officials, including Mayor Amanda Edmonds and Beth Arnott, somehow missed multiple important messages and emails about the TRIP's funding that really would have raised some flags about it. The other important thing that happened yesterday was Edmonds also explained why she never told anyone before leaving that the Chinese consulate was allegedly funding the TRIP. She had information from the developer on September 19th that the developer was, or that the Chinese consulate was paying for the TRIP, but she never told anyone about that.
What do you think they would have to gain, though, by going on the TRIP, other than the knowledge and information they said they were going to get?
I mean, it's a vacation. I have no idea. My personal opinion is that it's questionable to begin with. Why would you need to go on this trip? I don't think there's receipts show that they went to museums and in the Forbidden City. I mean, is that really relevant to $300 million development in Ypsilanti? It's debatable, I guess.
If the attorney said before they even went that this would be unethical and illegal to go, do you really think the mayor and the police chief and the economic development director would put their careers and reputations on the line for a free vacation?
Well, he said it would be illegal and unethical if the developer paid for it. They're claiming that they were led to believe that the developer was not paying for it, that the student group paid for it, or that the Chinese consulate paid for it. There's evidence that suggests that they knew that the developer paid for it and they went anyway, but that definitely has not been proven. And why would they put their careers on the line? I don't know.
Okay, so here we see still a lot of controversy and a lot of confusion. Can you tell us what's next in this process?
Well, the city is hiring an independent attorney to look into the matter and try and find out exactly where the funding came from. City council members who weren't a part of the trip are going to discuss the information that they got last night, figure out what else they need to know, provide that information or provide those questions to the independent attorney, and I think just kind of put their heads together and assess where they're at. They do have a lot of good information. They know that the mayor had information about the funding source that she didn't reveal before the trip. And she also made a statement on October 6th saying that that the funding source was the Chinese consulate, but she knew at the time that the money had passed through the developer, and she didn't reveal it at that time either. They have the mayor on several occasions withholding relevant information. There are emails that show that Beth Arnott was aware that the tickets were provided by the developer, that they came from, that the email chain shows that the tickets went from the travel agent to the developer to Ypsilanti city officials, and that sort of suggests that, hey, maybe the developer actually paid for these. So
that has been proven. That makes it sound like it has been concluded that it went through the developer, if there is that paper trail.
Well, they said that they were verbally led to believe that the Chinese consulate was behind it. So, okay, maybe they could say, well, we thought that the developer was just helping arrange the trip, and that's why the tickets came through them. And Beth Arnott also in her testimony last night concluded a couple sentences about that very issue with, to the best of my knowledge, which sets her up to sort of play dumb.
Some people have suggested that you, Tom Perkins, may not be objective in covering this story. But what's your response to that?
Everything that I've reported is verifiable. There's nothing factually incorrect. There's nothing, everything that I've reported can be verified. And I'll say that Amanda Edmonds and her supporters are using the classic Trump tactic of get caught in a scandal, attack the media. That's what Donald Trump does. It's what's going on here at the local level. So, I don't know what else to say about that.
It certainly has become controversial and not pretty, but we appreciate you following up on this, Tom Perkins, and sharing what you know about the story with us here on 89.1 WEMU, and hopefully we can check back with you as we continue to try to follow this very complicated situation in Ypsilanti.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks.